Mr. President?
Well, how are you?
Just fine, sir. Let me get the president for you.
Yes?
President Truman on 9-0.
Keep this.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President?
Sorry, I missed you. I was making a little talk outside.
Well, that's all right. I'm awful glad to talk to you.
I was really
pleased to death when you called me last night, because I had prepared a statement for release that was in complete agreement with what you wanted to do. And I want to read you the beginning and the end of it, if you will hear it.
Yeah, I'd love to.
It says, in response to questions and commitments I have received on the Vietnam conflict, I have this to say. First, responsibility for the conduct of foreign policy is vested in the President by the Constitution, and all available information on that situation has to come from him. But this by no means puts the President above questioning beyond the criticism, and beyond criticism, the President Johnson would be the first to affirm it. But the President is badly served in his task as is the nation by those irresponsible critics who sideline hecklers who neither have or care about having the facts on the subject. And then I wind the statement up, and it's already gone to the press. We have a strong and decisive president in the White House, in Lyndon Johnson. President Johnson knows what needs to be done, and he knows what should be avoided. His is the responsibility for working out the practical solution. I have every confidence that he will do it. In this situation, he deserves and should have the confidence of everyone in the United States.
That's just wonderful. I appreciate it so much.
Two things in between, and well, in between stays with those things. And here's another situation I want to talk to you about. My dog is raising hell with me for leaving town. But if you still insist on my doing it, I'll do it anyhow.
I don't want you to do anything that would bother you. And what I'll try to do, if Ken, you just stay there and take care of yourself and don't be running around where these people will move in on you. I just want to talk to you, and I can talk to you on the phone, and I will say I have, and we'll, if there's anything that really gives me a great deal of concern, I'll run out there. I'll call you to come in here.
You call me and I'll come in.
You're wonderful. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll do anything in the world to help you.
I know that.
That's 100%.
Thank you so much.
It's all right.
I appreciate it. Give my love to Ms. Truman.
I'll do it.
Bye.
Same for me with Ms. Truman.
Waiting.